Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, champion. Welcome back to the show. It's so great to be back. It's the first day of December. Can you believe it? I bet you can't. I can't. Can you believe it? Another year over. The last month of 2019. The last month of the 2010s. Holy cow. The last year of the 2010s. This is crazy. The more I talk, the more I'm just crazy about all this stuff, man. Crazy about squeezing that last bit of toothpaste out of the tube of life. Hey, it's Sam Crowley. It's the number one motivational podcast on planet Earth. You might have heard of it. It's the Everyday Saturday podcast where we inspire, motivate, and empower you to get out and live a lifetime of Saturdays. What's that mean? You want to be a millionaire? Nope. Doesn't mean nothing to do with money, man. Saturday's a mindset. It's not a circumstance. Myself, I personally mentor people on how to take their message and turn it into a movement. Everybody can figure out anything on YouTube or read a blog post or get really knowledgeable about some stuff. But how to really take that thing that you really can't explain what it is that you want to do, or when you figure out what you want to do, how to explain to other people what it is you do, that's where I come in. I work with people one-on-one. I'm like that doctor that still carries the bag and makes house calls. It's probably the best way to describe it. I love working with people one-on-one. If you're an individual that wants to get on my calendar, let's do it. Why wait? Why wait any longer? Go to launchwithsam.com. You'll see a goofy video of me about a minute long in my kitchen, and then just book a time and I'll call you. All right, my calendar's right there. Would love to talk to you about launching a movement. Hey, I was at church this morning. Today's Sunday, December 1st, and I was moved like I am always at church. I'm just a mess at church because I just can't believe God took somebody like me who's so freaking just messed up and flawed and, you know, sinner, tried to screw up my life. And, you know, still, by the grace of God, at the age of 51, I'm still alive, still breathing as of today and able to share a message with people all around the world. I'm always moved, and I wish, you know, every day was Sunday. Why didn't I think of that one? I could have been a pastor. Can you imagine that, me being a pastor? Anyway, there was a gentleman, older gentleman, I don't know, maybe he's in his 60s or 70s, and there's this, I would say, teenage boy. I see him every Sunday at church, and he's in a wheelchair, pretty much nonverbal. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you would call it, so I don't want to sound like an idiot and try to say, oh, I think he's got, you know, cerebral palsy or something. I don't know. All I know is this poor kid, this boy, is in a wheelchair every week. He can't, he's got the arms that are kind of curled up and his legs can't move. I don't know what that is. All I know is my daughter Susan should have had something like that. And I don't know why we were blessed with that. I really don't. I thank God every day, my wife and Angela and I do, that Susan should have been like that kid in a wheelchair. But, you know, the only thing wrong with her now is she can't really talk too well. She still has a G-tube and her airway is really narrow and her lungs are bad. You know, she's got to get breathing treatments now. We found out last week when we had our second week in a row at Children's Hospital. But I say all of that. There was this elderly gentleman who cares for this child. I don't know if it's the grandfather or just a caregiver or hell, could be the father for all I know. I don't know. But as they were singing worship music, he was sitting in the back row and he was just rubbing the back of this kid's head. And I thought, damn, what a powerful, I took a picture of it. I'm probably going to put it on my Instagram this week at some point. I just want to write about it. It moved me to my core. And the reason it moved me is because here's this child who will never have a normal life ever. And here we are, you and me. You know, we complain about the Wi-Fi isn't fast enough, probably, you know, send our food back at a restaurant, give the coffee, the barista back and the coffee and say, it doesn't really taste right. And here's this kid, this poor kid, would give anything, I'm sure, to have one day of a normal life like you and I have, you know. And there's this guy who's caring for him, which is not easy. I mean, my Lord, it is not easy caring for a child who can't do, they can't do anything for themselves. They can't feed themselves. They can't speak. They can't wipe the drool off their face. They can't move their legs. They can't go to the bathroom. They can't bathe themselves. I mean, there's nothing this kid can do. And to have to be a caregiver for a child like that, or who eventually turns into an adult, you know, that is a lot of work. And we have it so good. We have, and I'm thinking the whole time, and my eyes are welling up because I'm thinking of my own daughter who dodged this bullet. And then I think of, my God, this poor kid. I would trade places. I've had a great life. I'd trade places with that kid in a minute just to give him 50 years that I've had of a normal life. And then here we go. We transition into, what do we see every day? We see see people complaining about how they can't, what? You know, they can't get money. I want more money. I can't do this. This person talked bad about me. Gossiping and all of this stuff and politics. And I think, damn, man, we've got it so good. We don't even know how good we have it as a society. And yet we're afraid to take a risk. We're afraid to quit that job. We're afraid to go launch that movement. We're afraid to go put 10 or 20 grand on a credit card and just go for this dream that we want to go for, or buy new equipment for our business, or sign that lease for that brick and mortar. Because of what? Because of some fear that's been ingrained into our head that we don't, that isn't even real. Somehow we had to learn it, because we're not born with that fear of scarcity. You have to learn. You have to have a parent. You have to have somebody in your group right now. You have to have some way, somehow, that this fear of scarcity, that you're going to lose everything, becomes real in your mind. You have to learn that, you know, because we're only born with two fears as a child: the fear of loud noises and the fear of falling. That's it. There's no other fear we have. Yet we develop this fear based on what we read or what we see, or the people that we hang around, or the parents that drilled this into our head that, you know, we're broke. You know, money doesn't grow on trees. All that. And then I look at a child in the back of the room and I think, damn, what would he do? If he could stand up and walk out of that wheelchair, what would he do right now? I bet he would have a story to tell. I bet he would be so grateful for every second that ticked on that clock, for every minute that went by, for every day that he could stand up and have a conversation with somebody, or just be able to feed himself. I think of how grateful he would be. And yet, here we are in the richest community in the world, and we still find a reason to complain. And I'm challenging myself more than anybody. Like, I can't continue, you know, I'm not perfect. I don't want to continue to complain about this or complain about that. It can always be better than that. I don't want to do it anymore. And I would challenge you to lock arms with me and don't be like that either, you know, or at least understand when it's happening. I think that's probably the best thing. Wouldn't you agree? Is to be aware of when that happens. Like, boy, it could, for the grace of God, there go I, you know. And that older man who was rubbing his head through the entire time, like, geez, man, it's just getting me so damn emotional. And I'm thinking, I'm starting today, December 1st. Gratitude meter goes way up again. You know, I always like to think it's at a high level, but it can always be raised higher. Getting more people on my calendar, talking to more people, encouraging, and I don't even care. I guess I will start beating the fish into the boat. Like, I will tell people, you are launching your movement today. You don't need to. Look, here's the thing people run into the biggest problem with. I don't know what to do. Here's what you do. Let me put it in the simplest of terms for you, okay? Find someone who knows less than you about something and teach them what it is you do. That's it. Don't make it complicated, you know? If you know how to hit a 9-iron, find someone who doesn't. If you know how to plant an apple tree, find someone who doesn't. If you know how to pay down credit and raise your credit score, find someone who doesn't. I mean, there's a million things. There's a lot. There's one thing that you know how to do that somebody else doesn't know how to do. Quit making it complicated. Quit making excuses. Quit putting it off. And quit acting as if you don't already have all the tools and the gift that you've been given from God above. Okay? Can you just stop doing that and start being a mentor, creating content, and putting yourself out there, making yourself vulnerable? And yeah, getting a couple ha-has. What are you doing? I saw that video. There wasn't any sound, or the video, the lighting wasn't good. Screw that, man. That doesn't matter. None of that matters. That's just noise from the gallery, right? That's the birds that are chirping at you. Take today to reflect on how freaking awesome your life is. None of it matters about a bank account. None of it matters about the bank account. If you can stand upright, if you got two eyes that you can see, a mouth that you can taste, hands that can touch and feel, man, you got it good. A voice, boy, do you got it good. Let's all take inventory of how freaking good we got it. And then use that for the greater good. Starting right now, create content. Forget about trying to know everything. Just find someone, become a mentor. Find someone who knows less than you and teach them. how to do it. That's what I do. I teach people who don't know how to create their message and take it global. Within 30 days, we're rocking and rolling. Number one with a podcast, and then we go from there. That's what I do. Do what I do. Just do what I do, man. And God, can you have a more simpler life than I have? Can you be a bigger sinner? Can you be more flawed than I am and still be able to, you know, try to screw it up and still be able to feed a family of six? If I can do it, you can do it. All right? So let's all do it, starting with you and me right now. All right? And make sure you get on my calendar, launchwithsam.com. I want to talk to you. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.